Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this time we're able to spend together every day on the station, Monday through Friday. And I've been sharing on the importance of goal setting, that it's actually an exercise in stretching our faith. Why should we set goals? Well, I won't take a lot of time to review, but to fulfill God's purposes for our lives, to feel personally fulfilled and satisfied, to sense that pleasure of accomplishment, of being successful. And also, goal setting stretches our faith. The more we are willing to push ourselves and see goals accomplished, we can set higher and greater goals in God. Goals planned and achieved are a form of organized faith stretching, if you will. Now, I was sharing also consequences of not setting goals. We just kind of drift through life. We waste time, money, or energy. And for example, if you don't schedule something, things have a way of just not happening. If you don't plan time for your family, guess what? Or with a friend to have a luncheon date with them, guess what? It has a way of not happening because other events can just crowd it out. You have to be determined. God wants balance in our lives. Spiritually, we're a tripartite being. The slogan of this ministry for 50 years has been the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world. God wants balance in our lives. We're body, soul, and spirit. Our spirit man should be thriving. He wants us physically to be in health. Those are his ideals and goals for us. He wants us to prosper as our soul prospers. He wants these things for us, all of our needs met. That's the abundant life. But so often, I mean, for example, have you noticed many devoted couples in ministry, their children, when they grow up, they go the way of the world. What's happening in that? Well, because they didn't schedule time with their family. I mean, I'm just speaking generally, but that's so often a situation. Or, for example, in a marriage, a husband and wife have to work to keep their love, their marriage alive and fresh. They have to be willing to spend quality time with each other. There's just a balance. And as I was sharing that scriptural example, God commanded the Sabbath. He did that as a principle. I don't care what day of the week it is for you, but in every 7 days, there should be a day of Sabbath rest spiritually, mentally, and physically. In fact, he went so far as he said even their animals had to have a time of rest. Even in the midst of harvest, as important that was, like, how could you? No, you can't take time. This is a harvest time. Well, no, he said, even in harvest, you fulfill the Sabbath rest, that principle. And also, secondly, you will have no control or determination over your life. If that's one of the consequences of not setting goals, if you don't plan your life, beloved, someone else will. It'll be the influence of friends or of circumstances. And, you know, some of you may be in very limited situations. For example, I have a number of inmates who write. Now, come on, they're behind bars. They are very limited in terms of what they can do. But you know what? God has given them, those that are serving the Lord, I know some wonderful godly men who are inmates. Their time is rich in fellowship with the Lord. And we have that ability within ourselves. We may not be able to, we might be behind bars. We, as even those who are persecuted for Christ, the martyrs over the ages, Paul was not bound by prison doors or prison bars or prison chains. He was a free man. Our spirit can be free. No one has control over how we feel, how we think. The power of choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. It starts with ourselves. Beloved, in the very beginning, he gave Adam and Eve the privilege of dominion, and man's desire to control comes out of this godly mandate to have dominion, to subdue the earth, to with love and with a godly regard for the lives of animals. A righteous man careth for the need of his animal. There is a godly a role of authority and leadership that God has placed deep within us. That's what we are meant to do. And beloved, it's got to start with our own lives. What does Proverbs say? Better is a man who can rule over his own spirit than he who takes a city. All right, let's go on. Also, we can be open to the strategies of the enemy. That's one of the consequences of not setting a goal. Well, we can have what will be, will be. That's just fatalism. And beloved, you never get that philosophy out of the Bible. God is always in detail. He's revealed his direction through the word to his servants. He guides continually. He doesn't do anything but that he speaks through his servants, the prophets. So there we'll be open to the plan of the enemy. We will not fulfill God's plans. We won't have a sense of personal satisfaction if we don't have a sense where we are walking in step with God. And then also, fourthly, there can be lukewarmness and mediocrity. You know, people just don't give their best anymore, and that's the case. There's a lot of people are just aimlessly wandering through life. They're not trying to achieve anything. What's going on? Oh, nothing. What are your goals? What goals? People just, they drift. And they also, may I mention, tend to be critical of those trying to actively take charge of their life with the Lord's help. Because why? They don't want to change themselves or get out of their comfort zones. As I said, there are those who just have an entitlement mentality. They want somebody else to take care of them, somebody else to provide. This mass mentality, you know, let the government take care of us. That was so far afield from what our founding fathers desired, that we were an industrious people. The pioneers, my goodness, they settled the West. This is this modern, it's a sick, perverse mentality that we ought to get with something is due us instead of working with our own hands. That's what, I mean, the Bible says that. Even if it's a technical, mental, intellectual job, doesn't matter. You are doing what you can with the giftings God has given you. So, as I would wrap this up, we've been sharing, what are the consequences now? Remember, you can lose time, waste time or energy or finances. There's no control or determination of what happens in your life. If you don't take charge, somebody will. Friends, circumstances, the devil. Or we're just open to strategies of the enemy, and there can be a lukewarmness, a mediocrity. Remember, Jesus said, because you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. God wants us to occupy until he comes. He wants us to be involved. And as I said, it does not matter what your physical limitations or your circumstantial limitations may be. God has parameters within your abilities to function and walk in a way pleasing to him. Even if you're an invalid in a bed, my goodness, the intercessor you could be, there's no limit to what God has. He's incredibly creative, trust me. Now, let's finally look at what are the blessings of a faith-stretching, goal-directed life. Well, first of all, you'll be used of God. Beloved, there is a great harvest, and you'll never be able to improve on his plan. What was the last command of Jesus as he ascended from Mount Olivet? Go ye and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. This was his intention, not just to spread the gospel, but to disciple people, help them to mature, help them in their growth process. That's why competition competition. We have no need for that striving in churches, among ministries, between ministries, because every one of us is unique. Every one of us has a particular place and a job to do that no one else can do, because God's given that to you, praise God. And secondly, not only to be used of God, we can be an inspiration and encouragement and testimony to others. You show me a person with goals, beloved, they have energy, they have enthusiasm, they're excited, and they live in expectation of what God is doing and will do. These many things, the larger your faith grows, there'll be things that are utterly impossible. And that's the excitement of seeing God go before you, God providing and making a way where there seems to be no way. That very word, enthusiasm, do you know what it means? The definition is to be inspired. And you know the root source of that word? It's from entheos, which en means plus, and theos is God. So it's God breathed. And the first definition in Webster is belief in spiritual revelation of the Holy Spirit. And what is an enthusiast? By noun, by definition, it is a person who gives him or herself completely to whatever engages their interest. That's an enthusiast, someone who just gives themselves completely to whatever they're engaged in, whatever they're interested in. And I don't know, beloved, that to me, that sounds an awful lot like Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Well, I have covered a lot of ground in these several broadcasts, but I pray that you now have a vision and a sense of excitement that regardless of where you're at in life, with the Lord's help, you can begin to experience joy and satisfaction in your life. Let me pray briefly. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, words are inadequate, but my heart cries out for you on behalf of those who desire to do this, who want to set God-given goals for their lives. Holy Spirit, you direct them. Let them come before you with the values they have, with the values and desires you've placed in their heart, and help them to accomplish not impossible goals, but simple goals that step by step they can see their faith grow. And as we follow this plan, Lord, we will be able, every one of us, to do great things for you. Lord, all that matters is when we stand before you, you can say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Amen. Well, beloved, it has been a joy to minister to you on this subject, and I pray you're blessed by it. I've been blessed to be able to share it. In a moment, the announcer is going to give contact information. If you'd like prayer in this area or any other, I'm here for you. Look forward to receiving your letters. And until next time, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best ever forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,